Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. It sounds like Jesus is inviting us to his spa for rest, but that's, of course, not the language he's speaking. He's speaking the language of his time. And his version, the right version of rest, is something deep, deep, deep within the center and core of our being. It's not just taking a day off. Now, when the Jewish people of his time, probably still today, but certainly that would have been his immediate audience, when he says rest, what do you think they are hearing? Well, they're hearing the Sabbath. The Sabbath rest. That's the ultimate rest. On Saturday, you rest. You don't do work. You spend time with family. You remember the covenant. You remember the great deeds of God that he did through Moses. You talk about them. You teach them to your children. The children listen and learn. And you have meals together. And you pray together. And go to synagogue or the temple, it could be. That's rest. It's really taking time to live the covenant, to be with God and to be with one another. That's rest. And so Jesus is saying about the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, "I praise you, Father, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but for the little ones, you've revealed them." Because the scribes and the Pharisees aren't really resting. They're not taking the time to learn, to remember the covenant with God, to be with God, to pray with God. They study about him, not so much be with him. There's a difference between what Jesus says, "I give you praise, Father." He's treating the Father like a real person. "I'm speaking with you in dialogue." He's not speaking about him in the third person. And that's what Jesus offers. No one else has that. No one knows the Father except the Son. No one has the intimate face-to-face connection, heart-to-heart. He's the only one. And so when he says only the little ones learn this, why? What do little ones do? They learn from their parents. They watch. Years ago when I was in the seminary, we had this fellow, he's no longer with us. He left and got married, praise God. He has great family. But he was with us for a little while, a couple years. And he had these particular mannerisms that we all kind of notice when he would sit or pray. You know, his hair would stick up in the back and he would kind of bend his neck a certain way. I mean, we all got used to these mannerisms he had. And one day, his father up from California came to visit. And his father came in to the chapel, and he did exactly the same things that Alex did. And so we all realized that's where he got it all. I mean, even the hair in the back, everything was right exactly. It's like Alex was a perfect replication of his father, because that's what he did as a little boy. He just watched. How do most of us learn how to talk? Sure, we have our English classes or whatever the language classes may be, but most of us learn from listening to what other people are saying, and that mostly means your family, your parents. And that's what Jesus is saying. The little ones are those who come to me and learn from me. I am meek and humble of heart. They listen and to my language, and they adopt my language, our Father who art in heaven. They're burdened by these scribes and Pharisees. They're laboring to, I can't pick that thing up on the Sabbath. I can't lead my donkey out. They're burdened by all these laws. They're burdened by these scribes and Pharisees who talk a lot about God but don't know him. That's what Jesus is saying. I will lift these burdens from you, and I will teach you my language. I will teach you how to speak to the Father. I will show you all about him. And that's ultimately what we do here together at Mass on a Sunday. We have to be together as family. We have to remember the covenant, the great deeds God has done in this life for all of us and for all the generations of the saints who have come and gone. We have to learn the language of Jesus. What do we do during the Eucharistic prayer? I'm not speaking for myself. When the priest is up there praying the Eucharistic prayer, he's quoting Jesus. He's adopting the language of Jesus. We are being inserted into the dialogue between the Father and the Son, if you listen carefully. It's all the Father and the Son really communicating with each other. And we are brought into that intimate communication. And that can only happen with Jesus. And that can only happen here. Because everything's a mediation. Another time from the seminary, one of the men who had graduated from the seminary, now it was time for him to be ordained. So he was ordained a priest. And traditionally, you get ordained on a Saturday, mostly, and then the very next day, is your very first Mass as a priest. So it was over at St. Clement's, Father Chris Yule, he used to be here, some of you may remember him. He's now in Denver. And Father Chris had his first Mass at St. Clement's, and it came time to do the consecration. This is my body given up for you. It was the very first time he's ever going to say this as a priest. He practiced it a million times as a seminarian, but it never counted. Now it's going to be the real thing. Take this, all of you. And he couldn't go any farther. He broke down. He literally could not get the words out. He was so caught up with the moment, so overcome with the emotion of doing this powerful thing for the first time. And of course, we had plenty of oblate priests behind him, celebrating, and they knew what was going on, and so they all piped in with this commanding voice, and it swept Father Chris up, and he was finally able to get through it. Because he was caught up in someone else's voice. It carried him. That's what the priesthood is, of course, this brotherhood. And that's what this Mass is. We're caught up in the language of Jesus. We would never be able to say these things. That's why we say in the Our Father, before we start, the introduction is, let us pray now as Christ the Lord has taught us. We dare to say Our Father. It's only Jesus that told us that. We would not know this any other way. And so we adopt here the language of Christ, and we spend time together as a covenant family, learning these traditions, not overburdened by all kinds of very peculiar and particular laws. That is too much and doesn't really lead to rest. It's just more labor. Praise the Lord that we have this great gift of the language of Jesus, the intimacy of the Father and the Son, that he has revealed them, and it is not an insult to be a little one, because a little one is always looking up to see what his Father is doing.